Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 12 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Faithful and Blameless. Never be afraid to entrust an unknown future to an all-knowing God. Our text today is Joshua 2:15-18. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was built into the city wall, so that she had lived in the wall. And she said to them, "Go into the hills, or the pursuers will encounter you, and hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Then afterward you may go your way." The men said to her, "We will be guiltless with respect to this oath of yours that you have made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, you shall tie the scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and you shall gather into your house your father and mother, your brothers, and all your father's household." The spies promised to protect Rahab when Jericho was destroyed. However, she must meet several conditions for this promise to be kept. According to Joshua 2:14, Rahab must keep everything a secret. When the attack takes place, she must gather all her family into her house, and she must hang a scarlet cord from her window. I'm not sure if we fully understand the position that Rahab was in. Remember, she was a Canaanite prostitute who had worshipped idols for most of her life. She had heard of the God of the Israelites, and now she had a tremendous choice to make. Will she keep the conditions set by these two spies? Does she trust the word of these strangers whom she just met, who are the enemies of the town she calls home? Does she have enough faith to put her life and her family's life in the hands of a God she has only heard about? We all come to a point in our lives where we must choose faith in Christ or continue our life of sin. Faith always requires action. James said that faith without action is dead. By definition, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It is called faith because we must believe in something we haven't seen yet. When was the last time your faith in God caused you to make a choice as dangerous as Rahab's? Her choice would mean life or death for her and her family. Rahab's faith would be proven by her actions. If she believed in the God of Israel, she would hang a scarlet cord from her window. Her salvation would be tied to her faith through a scarlet cord. Even her family would have a choice of faith to make. Would they trust in what Rahab believed and stay in the house, knowing their city would soon be destroyed? Her family would show great faith to stay in her house when the walls came tumbling down. The cord hanging from Rahab's window would be the only way Joshua and the nation of Israel would recognize her house as the one to be spared. It would be a remarkable scene when Israel's armies saw a scarlet cord tied to a window when all the dust settled after Jericho collapsed. If you were standing in the rubble and saw this cord, you would have seen it as a symbol of deliverance. Rahab has a choice to make, and the spies have a commitment to keep. If Rahab doesn't keep her side of the commitment, the spies will not be guilty of her death. In fact, three times in this latter half of Joshua chapter 2, the spies tell Rahab, "We shall be guiltless." The word for guiltless found in these three verses is a word that means free from guilt, clean, and innocent. In other words, it means blameless. This word is found only 8 times in the entire Old Testament, yet 3 times in this chapter of Joshua. The spies wanted Rahab to understand completely their innocence if she did not choose to put her faith in God. They would be blameless when it came to the death of her and her family if she did not have the scarlet cord hanging from her window. Likewise, our salvation requires a choice of faith. As the scarlet cord signified Rahab's faith and sealed her rescue, so our trust in the sinless life, sacrificial death, and victorious resurrection of Jesus Christ determines our salvation. When we choose to believe and act in faith, we can know that God always keeps his promises. If we fail to put our faith in God for salvation, we cannot blame him for the consequences. Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins at Calvary so that by faith, we could one day stand before God blameless. 2 Corinthians 5:21 declares, "For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Christ took on our sin so that we stand before God free from guilt, clean, and innocent. As Rahab hung a scarlet thread from her window and was saved, I trust in Jesus Christ's death for my salvation. As the army of Israel saw the scarlet cord as deliverance, may the world see my life of faith as proof that God has rescued me. Today's scripture is all about being faithful and blameless. We must live by faith if we are to be found blameless. Questions. What are your initial thoughts on Rahab hanging a scarlet thread from her window? If you were Rahab, how quickly would you have hung the cord from your window after the spies departed? How many times would you have checked the cord in your window in the days leading up to the destruction of Jericho? Would you have been tempted to take your family and run, rather than trust in such a risky plan? How is your faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus similar to Rahab hanging the scarlet cord out of her window? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for delivering us. I pray that just as Rahab did, we would be faithful to you, even when it seems risky. Help increase our faith so that we can follow you in the most difficult times. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.